A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as you excel in every respect, in faith, discourse, knowledge, all earnestness, and in the love we have for you, may you excel in this gracious act also. For though you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich, not that others should have relief while you are burdened, but that as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should supply their needs, so that their abundance may also supply your needs, that there may be equality. As it is written, whoever had much did not have more, and whoever had little did not have less. The gospel of today paints a familiar scene, a crowd pressed in around Jesus, jostling him from every side. In the midst of the chaos, however, we hear that Jesus suddenly becomes aware of the fact the woman has touched him, a woman with a significant need that had affected her, as illnesses so often do, both physically and financially, exhausting her resources. And Jesus asks, who touched me? Jesus' friends find it a ridiculous sort of question. Hundreds of people are likely to have rubbed up against him. How are they supposed to know? But Jesus is insistent, his eyes searching through the crowd to identify the one, to acknowledge the one. There's a difference between being jostled and being touched. Jesus knew it when he experienced it, and I suspect we do too. The difference, however, is mysterious. It generally has not so much to do with the sort of physical contact, because both could look pretty similar to the outsider observing the interaction. Rather, it has to do with the receptiveness of the one who's confronted by someone in need. Sometimes the poor on the street jostle us, and once in a while they touch us. The difference is likely less within them and more within us. At the end of each day, it's probably a worthy question to ask ourselves, in the middle of a million demands, who touched me today? Did I allow anyone to get close enough to actually affect me? Was I conscious and attentive in the midst of the chaos? Did I let anyone touch me? The second reading today strikes a similar chord. Paul is speaking to the Corinthians, praising them for their excellence in ever so many facets of the Christian life. Their faith, their knowledge, the quality of their discourse with one another, their earnestness. But there's one thing that they are not excelling in, which is their attentiveness to people in need. Paul knows that their community suffers from grave economic disparity. There are some who have much and others who have little. And there appears little awareness of the other, much less incentive to fix the situation. I'm reminded of a bumper sticker of a car I often walk by on the block next to mine. It reads, "Your fair share is not in my wallet." Well, I suspect Paul would have had something to say about that. Do we allow the plight of others to touch us, to move us? Does anything make us stop and pause and take note? This week, if your mailbox is anything like mine, you will receive innumerable envelopes asking for donations. On top of that, you may likely receive any number of unsolicited phone calls and encounter any number of persons face-to-face asking for help, looking for something you have to give. And many of these encounters will likely feel like jostling, hassling, but perhaps at least one of them we could allow to touch us, to disturb us, and be moved to respond. Who will manage to touch you this week?